Maynard Meyer for Q92 Radio News. With us on the line today, we have Tim Adams. Tim is the artist who is working on the biome that you have perhaps heard about and read about in the newspaper. It's the public arts project that's going to be going in the grassy area along Highway 40 here in Madison, kind of right at the intersection of Highways 40 and 75, across from the fire hall. And Tim, welcome to the airwaves here today.
Thank you, Maynard. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with the folks in Madison.
Yeah, we look forward to seeing the project when you get her done. Now, tell us a little bit about just what the biome has. Describe it to those who might not...
Yeah, so basically what we've tried to create is a history of prairie grasses and the prairie plants that used to be, or are still some vestiges of, you know, north, kind of western Minnesota. So what I did was put together these kind of plant lists of all the different prairie grasses that are, I shouldn't say all, but we chose some recognizable ones that we felt like, you know, young people and adults could either learn about or relate to, and then, you know, have a little bit of a, you know, look back on what used to be here. So that was kind of the, you know, the fundamental idea. Then we, to you know, visually propose this, what we came up with were these weathered steel panels that are arranged in kind of a, I'm going to call it a semicircular, you know, snail type pattern, right? And then varying height. So we go from lower plants, you know, shorter plants, and then transition up to like 8 foot height. So you got 8 different panels, you know, 1 foot tall, 2 foot tall, 3, so on. And then the way they're arranged to show the variation of height in different plants. And then also we're going to put some LED backlighting so that at night they show up. So yeah, it was that's a brief description of the actual concept.
Yeah, I had a chance to see a video that you sent to the arts folks here not too long ago and the committee, and it looks pretty cool. You're making some pretty good progress on the whole works there, just kind of letting some of it weather a little bit, I see, and give it a little patina, as they say, perhaps.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so this project started, I'm going to say, two and a half years ago.
That's probably about right.
So, you've really got to give credit to your community and your staff and your board for, you know, going through the grant process and everything else. So,
right, and there were some other artists, too, that had threw their hat in the ring, and yours was the one that was chosen because I think it was kind of most reflected what the Arts Council was looking for in relation to the prairie and the whole natural thing and the LED concept. Yeah. With a little lighting. They were looking for some lighting, so, yeah, it was a good project that was selected there.
Yeah. So you know, when the weather gets, I want to say, warm enough where I can work outside.
Yeah, well, hopefully that'll be soon.
I'm going to say like May. But so yeah, once we get, you know, we're in Iowa, we're in north central Iowa, so for us, like May 10th is the last frost date.
Right, you're not too far away. Your weather is about the same as around here, that, so.
Yeah, so like sometime in that range, we want to, you know, the weather depending, but we've got to basically come up and build a, you know, a gravel, compacted gravel pad, and then, you know, we can set up all the, you know, panels and get the lighting and so on. So, yeah.
Great. That's, do you have a target date once you get rolling on it? How long do you think it will take you to...
Oh, I'm thinking that if we can, you know, come up for 2-3 days, we would be, you know, put it together.
Okay.
And then there may be that, oh, I got to do this to do that and come back a second time or a third time, you know.
Right. Just touch it up a little bit here and there.
Well, yeah, I mean, one of the things about these one-off designs is, you know, we've kind of got an idea of what we're shooting for.
and we put it, you know, put it graphically and use the fancy software and everything else. But it's always a surprise of what we actually get.
Okay, we should mention, too, this is going to be kind of a one-of-a-kind piece here, too, right? It's not one that someone else is, you're going to go anywhere else and see.
No. And one of the other things that was important was we don't want this to be, for example, something that then starts getting replicated everywhere. We want it to be our own, you know.
Right.
No. So there's a lot of hand cutting and a lot of, you know, there's no way you could duplicate it easily.
Right.
But,
and there's a possibility of some other projects in town, too. I know the way the whole thing started, we had a big public meeting here, probably 3-4 years ago, and probably had 200-300 people there from the community, all walks of life, and talked about what they'd like to see in the community, and there are everything from a variety of, from a community center to daycare to this. But one of the big ones that's right at the top was public art. You know, they'd like to see some more in public art, and so this is kind of the first project that the Arts Committee is working on, and hopefully we'll be able to go from there and do some other things, some other parts of town. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah, and once you people see the effect and they get the learning aspect of it, you know, or when they ask questions in the community, that, you know, opens up these segues for conversations and so on, and it gives you a chance to interact with people that otherwise they just, you know, oh, gas is, you know, $1.99
or whatever.
Right.
Right.
It gets you to the next, you know, level of communication with people.
Right.
So
anything that gets people interact is a good thing, too. So, well, Tim, we appreciate you taking some time to talk to us today. Hopefully when you get up to the area here, as you say, when the weather gets a little bit warmer, we can get together in person and chat a little more, and encourage people to come over and see what's going on over there, and get a little more definite handle on just what the timeline we're looking at. And we do also want to mention that the Arts Committee is still doing a little fundraising on that, so if anybody has the desire to contribute to public art, they can just get a hold of us over here at the radio station. We'll steer them in the right direction there. So thanks again for calling.
All